And I'm in Whitley Bay with a good friend of mine, Dr. Xiao Si Yu, at the Songhe Medical Clinic, the traditional Chinese medical clinic. And I'm here to talk to Dr. Yu about traditional Chinese medicine and how it can help people. So to kick it off with, basically, Dr. Yu, I mean, what made you want to be a doctor?
This started for many years ago. We really interested in Western medicine and Chinese medicine, and all my parents, they were Western medicine, and they suggest me to start medicine.
Wow. So your parents were Western medicine trained as well?
Yes.
At the time, mm-hmm. Wow, it's quite interesting.
Mm, yeah, really good doctor. Mm-hmm.
Now, it says here that you graduated from Heilongjiang Traditional Chinese Medicine,
yes,
University.
Mm-hmm.
You know, highly experienced doctor, trained in both Western and Chinese medicine. Former neurological consultant at Beijing and Harbin University Hospitals. And you taught acupuncture and Chinese herbal medicine to Western doctors. Wow.
Mm.
So if you're sick, then this is the woman you want to come along to. Honestly, this is where you want to be, folks, I tell you. So you trained in Western medicine first, specializing in neurology, and then later you trained in traditional Chinese medicine. I was wondering, can you tell us a little bit about how that came about and why you decided to change disciplines?
That is come from my parents. My dad, he was Western medicine, and he said you should learn both, because he only learned Western medicine, and in China, during the 1980, so lots of people interested Chinese medicine, and they see the good result. So he said that better you learn both. Yeah.
Wow.
Then that make me think, okay, I try, and hope can help people more.
Wow.
And
I think you've done that. Specializing in neurology, you've certainly done it proud, I tell you.
And because of neurology, we normally use a lot of Western medicine, but at the same time, we do a lot of research with acupuncture and the Chinese medicine. We got a good result with that.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so that's really interested in that.
Wow. So I believe that you've lectured medicine in China and that you teach traditional Chinese medicine classes here in Newcastle. What's the difference, would you say, between the UK and Chinese students?
Because maybe the culture different, and the student in China, they know more traditional Chinese medicine, so they know it's really good for people have problem, and it's no any side effect, so people or like more. But now in Western, people open their mind and they see the benefit, so they start interested.
Wow.
Yeah. And they really like to try it now. Yeah.
So there's curiosity starting to kick in now. They're starting to see the benefits happening, and they're thinking there's something in this. I'm going to have a look at this. Fantastic. Now you run the Songhe Clinic here in Whitley Bay, and you know, when did you open for business, and how easy was that to get established here? Were there any difficulties in getting started in when you established your business here?
First time I came to UK, I worked in Newcastle for 2 years, and later I said, okay, I should do myself, open my own business. So we chose in Whitley Bay because this nice place. I like the near the beach, so we started 2007, and in January 2007, I think at the first people, they heard a lot of acupuncture, but not many people like to try. Until we gradually have more people come in, have more treatment, and they get a good result, and they start recommend
word,
the worker
word of mouth,
word of mouth,
yeah.
And now for Western people, they like open the mind, try different things, so that make my business getting better, and people see really good, and we cure many different problems use acupuncture and traditional medicine. So
fantastic. So they're starting.
People,
so